Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Could We Be Any More Trending? R.I.P. Matthew Perry. That is courtesy of You Can't Do That on Television on the Discord.
Shout out to that. I was reading this thing about how, like, most people found out, like, Matthew Perry's friend, like, even his family was finding out through TMZ before they were even notified, because there's such a fucking, like, operation to be able to break this kind of shit. That's so fucking
they just had reporters
sick.
Camped outside his house
or whatever, just like, yeah, it whatever. Anyway, cool.
TMZ,
cool, cool.
Bad, turns out. TMZ,
yeah, I mean,
very bad.
Yeah. they're not about shit. Let's be real.
No.
And then for the last couple weeks, a lot of anyway, yeah, hi,
a lot of problematic
could
shit.
Be more trending.
Could we be any more trending? That dude really taught a lot of people how to overuse sarcasm, but very, very good comedic performance. And, you know, RIP to a real one.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Harvey Levin.
Harvey Levin taught a lot of people how to sip iced coffee
with a straw.
Like an asshole.
Yeah.
Speaking of iced coffee, Miles, I got a Vietnamese one right here on Decky.
On Decky Matsui. What's up, bro? You just took a sip.
Do
you feel the power? Is there any way to sense the caffeine from a sip? No, right? It's like once it hits your blood.
Yeah, it's gonna take a little while, but like by the end of this episode, I should be vibrating. So I'll let you know, or maybe just like crashing. You never know.
Yeah, we'll see.
But yeah, it's from a local eatery, one of the locals from near the TDZ studios that made it through. So shout out to them. Let's tell the people what's trending, shall we?
Yeah.
So there's a tale told of a group of women who are suing Airbnb after truly a fucking nightmare happened to them at a home. This is a series of, like, just listening to the description is like, oh yeah, you couldn't write something like
more
a worse
fucking
dream for me to have.
It's the whole plot feels like like a pitch for a grim movie. It's a group of, like they say, elderly, these women who are celebrating their 50th
high school reunion. Yeah.
They said, let's get a house. Oh, we found this Victorian style house. It's called The Castle. That's whimsical.
That's fun.
Then a few days into their stay, they realized this place was infested with bats that were, quote, pouring out of the attic into the bedrooms and hallway. When the women tried to escape the house, they said they found this stairwell consumed with bats and were forced to retreat into their bedrooms. They attempted to block the doors with towels and pillows, the lawsuit said, but the bats still managed to find their way in through the old laid walls and gaps in the baseboards.
God damn.
Yeah.
That's just pouring out, consuming stairwells. Come on.
What, like, they were getting bat bites. They had to get rabies shots and shit.
These women are good writers. They're telling a hell of a tale here.
Yeah. Gaps in the base, like, they're truly coming out of the baseboards. That's not a fucking, at that point, you're actually not staying in a home. You are staying in a bat, like, facility. That is not a home. That's the bat's home that has just human beds in it for some reason.
Yeah. And they made that very clear. They had to cower under their covers and were still hit by bats.
Yeah.
One of them got bitten by a bat. This is the worst part, though, Miles.
Uh-huh.
One of them had the animal entangled in their hair.
Animals.
Animals.
Plural bats in the hair.
Like, that's... What do you do?
I don't know. I don't have hair, so then you're not going to be my fucking problem.
You just lose your mind at that point because, like, you can't...
just stay there.
You're like, oh, this is there for, like, 3 hours now. You know? Yeah. Like, what do I do? Or I'm shaving my head. I'm shaving my head while this thing is in there?
No. At that point, just embrace the symbiotic relationship you have with the bat and try and make it work for
now you. Now you are part bat.
I'm a symbiote.
The owner gave them a refund, but also said the exterminator found just one bat.
Yeah, that's what the owner said the exterminator said. The exterminator did not have the same words. The guy said the fucking attic was covered with inches and inches of bat shit.
Oh my god.
Or guano. Sorry to use the
just a snowstorm of guano up there.
From one bat, right?
Yeah. That, a bat that had just drank some Vietnamese coffee.
Yeah, and, right, exactly. Had a was sneaking them somehow. I love the landlord energy of the Airbnb owner being like, dude, here's a refund, fine, since you're complaining. But the exterminator only said there was one bat in there, so I don't know what the problem is.
Also, shout out to my Uncle Barry, who was deathly afraid of birds and was walking on the Ocean City boardwalk one time, eating a piece of pizza, and a seagull came down for his pizza and got its talons tangled in his hair.
No!
Yes. And it was, he's also like 6'4", and it was one of the funniest
things that
boardwalk had ever seen.
Was he just like completely like mentally fucked after that? It sounds like a nightmare thing for someone
still
who hates
just
birds.
Like kind of stammering ever since.
Yeah. He wears a big electrified sombrero now. Just in case.
It seems like there's a lot of, like, I've been seeing articles like pop up that are just like, Airbnb is fucked, folks. Moving along. There's this article from NerdWallet a while back that's just saying, like, Airbnb is basically like Facebook at this point. Like, it
started
was
off fine.
Yeah. A good idea when it started. People wanted to be on board. And then it just became too big for them to, like, possibly police the vast universe that they had created.
Right.
And there's just, like, so much spam and scams. And they are staffed not like a giant real estate company, you know, or not like a giant hotel chain. They're staffed like a small tech company. It's like,
you know,
it's like the Uber shit where it's just like, and the design, like the whole thing, the whole plan here is that nobody is minding the shop because the shop is
too damn
fucking
big. Yeah, right.
Like that's the whole idea. That's how we make our money. And that's how we make so much money.
Too big that failure would fuck people over so bad that we just gotta ignore it and just power right on through it. Cause like, I mean, we talked all the time about all the controversies, like whether it's like racism or like if sexual deviancy or assault that occurs, it's like this, you're never coming away with like, yep, it's foolproof. Like half the time you see stuff like on Reddit, there's like a whole subreddit where people are like asking like, is this a camera in my Airbnb?
Right.
And they're like,
is this a camera in my Airbnb subreddit?
Yeah. Is this a camera in my Airbnb?
There's an article in Bloomberg from a couple years ago that about their crisis team, like Airbnb. So their model is basically, they do have a team that is designed to swoop in when something goes like really badly, but it just has to get really bad for them to pay attention because it's so big, you know, because right. it's, I forget how many they said they have, like how many active listings they have.
It's like 5.6 million or something. 5.6
million listings, more than the number of rooms in the top seven hotel chains combined. So they just, and they have a single team that is like the risk mitigation and like problem solving team. And it's full of like ex-military people who...
Wait, really?
Yeah, it's full of like ex-military, like CIA, former CIA agents. And this one former like member of the Airbnb crisis team that they interviewed said the work can be so stressful that agents have access to cool down rooms with dimmed lighting to create a soothing atmosphere for answering harrowing calls, and it can take a heavy toll. Some former agents say they suffer from vicarious trauma, and one person
who was
a former CIA agent said, I had situations where I had to get off the phone and go cry. That's all you can do.
I'm trying to put myself in that, but I've definitely complained at an Airbnb because I'm like, this toilet is backing the fuck up. And
yeah.
like, what the fuck is this? But I'm trying to put myself in a position where like the thing that I'm saying to them is making them fucking cry.
Yeah.
Is so far outside of the realm of what I could even conceive that it must be so fucked up. Like they're like, I'm being murdered right now.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's, and like they say, that's all you can do. That's all you can do when your business model is have more rooms than the top seven hotel chains combined, but pay for none of the upkeep or security that those hotels spend on that shit.
We got the volume though, baby.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This whole economy that we're living through is just like, yeah, I mean,
it scales.
You just like scale the shit out of that
thing. Scale it up, man. Fucking scale that shit. But I think that's why it's like, I feel like the sentiment now is starting to go the other way, where now people have had enough shitty experiences where they're like, man, at this point, a fucking hotel is way less stress.
Yeah. But it's still, I mean, it's still out here. And people also point out like that there's not really a lot of competition. Like VRBO is out there, but it has like all the same problems, but like even more so.
Right. So. Like Home Away. There's like all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And, I mean, to that end, there really isn't a better way to be like, well, I can't, if I have a group of people in a specific part of town, sometimes a rental home is actually the best option for everyone involved. But hey, man, we're contending with a monopoly. So what are you going to do?
It's like a cool idea that, like, it's one of those ideas that should be possible and like should be definitely usable, but it will never be like massively profitable.
No.
Because if you make it massively profitable, it's going to be vastly, like, wildly understaffed.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, just not selective enough and not policed enough for them to catch all of the scams and, you know, all of the...
Yeah, actually, get the cops. Like, look, the cops aren't doing much. Get them to get the Airbnbs right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, that should solve everything. There we go. We solved Airbnb. Just
okay,
get the cops.
Next.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring the Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out What's New on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
And we're back. Mm-hmm. And there's a new Beatles song, folks. We talked about it because it was being hyped in the stupidest way possible. And the media is still doing this. Like, this is still the angle on this. It's basically like a Beatles song that John Lennon wrote, and they cleaned up the track and then built a new Paul McCartney song around it. Basically is what it sounds like. Like, you can kind of hear John Lennon in there, but the way they're hyping it and selling it is a new Beatles song is set for release after 45 years with help from AI. The Beatles just released their final song that resurrects John Lennon's voice with AI, which is like so confusing because there are so many people who are using AI to, like, you know, there was just an AI Johnny Cash covering a Taylor Swift song.
Oh, shit.
Which, you didn't know?
What? Oh, no.
What have you been listening to?
Just a bunch of, didn't listen to that Manson album, Charles Manson. It's pretty vibey, dude.
But yeah, the only AI they utilized was a machine learning program that allowed the engineers to separate Lennon's vocals from his piano and other noises that leaked onto his demo tape in the 70s.
So that's it. You mean basically, this is the AI marketing shit. You just mean use the fucking computer to isolate his vocals.
They basically brought him back to life, Miles.
With AI.
Yeah. Like, okay. I would say, as the head of this AI firm, that this is playing like Dancing with the Devil and we should just let the man rest. But we've actually resurrected John Lennon with AI.
Sorry, and I mean, John Lazarus.
That's right.
Back from the dead.
So the song's out. It's pretty slow. It's a sad song. Not, I don't know. So people seem mixed on it. Like, I only listened to it for this story. Like, I don't, right. I wouldn't be, like, I haven't heard every Beatles song, like, that they made when they were all making music together. So,
like Jack White?
Yeah.
Wait, have you seen that clip, like, of him?
No.
He said he literally can, you play him 1 second of any Beatles song and he knows exactly what it is.
Yeah. I am not like Jack White. So this, like, for Jack White, so this is a new story that should be exciting to Jack White, and I congratulate him on this. But for people who don't have an encyclopedic knowledge or haven't heard every single Beatles song, and to the point that they're like now tired of every single Beatles song.
Right.
I don't know what this story's offering, because again, it's not a Beatles song. It is a song that John Lennon wrote and kind of recorded, and then Paul McCartney like built a song, and it really sounds just like a later era Paul McCartney song.
Right,
that's what it is.
Well, I don't know. Just keep going meta with this shit. Oh, yeah. Check out this new song that's kind of already out there, but with AI.
With AI, though.
Paul McCartney just got the vocals. Okay.
So it's kind of a cool backstory. The song's called Now and Then. And the very last thing that John Lennon said to Paul McCartney before he died was, "Think about me every now and then, old friend." Which sounds like some, I know I'm about to die ass shit for someone to say. But apparently that's what he said. And that the song is called Now and Then. So
John Lennon's death was an inside job, is what you're saying?
Thank you. I didn't want to have to say it, Miles.
But... I mean, okay, allegedly, but I see what you're putting down. I'm picking it up.
Yeah, okay, good.
okay, good.
92% of young people would sacrifice other perks for a 4-day work week, which I don't know why.
What are the perks? Like, I don't need healthcare. Like, wait, hold on now. What are we saying here? What are we giving up? So some of the things that they're saying is like, they would work fully in person if it, like, they'll give up remote work if it meant 4 days of work, like for the work week, or they'd work longer hours. Jesus, don't tell them that.
Don't do that.
The point is not. Gen Z, we gotta talk, baby. Now, I know you never worked in an office and you like the feeling, and I get that being around people is fantastic. Don't say, well, then you'll get the same amount of toil out of us. No. That's what we're trying to prevent. They said even working weekends or even, y'all, or taking a pay cut? Don't say this out loud.
Yeah.
They can do it all. Your employer can let you work for 4 days and keep you at the same pay, and shit will still be running. Yeah. We know this.
It actually works for them. They've done the experiments outside of America, and it's better for everyone. It's even better for them. So you don't need to be like, I don't know, man. Like, you want me to be your family? Like, you keep talking about how we're a family. I'll give up my family. I'll be part of your family.
I'll change my fucking last name, dog. No.
I'll change my last
name. Please.
It's been rumored for a while now Elon Musk's wants to turn X into the everything app, but we didn't have like official confirmation, but he just had an all hands with the remaining staff and was like,
oh, the three people?
Yeah. He was like, we're doing it, guys. This is actually the best innovation, like the highest rate of innovation ever for an internet company. Which seems very easy to, like a very easy thing to test. I think this is the fastest rate of innovation maybe ever for any internet company. It sounds like people were like, even though the subject matter was like very dreary and the mood heading in was very dreary, he seemed very like calm and confident. I think he was just high, guys. I think he probably just got a little high before the meeting. But
or whatever. Yeah, he smoked the blunt. That blunt face, like, ooh, wow. Do you guys hate? I mean, we've seen like it was about financials. I saw the thing like trending this week that it, also a dating app, like would be built in. Scam city, y'all. That's scam fucking city. You know how many blue check Elon Stan dudes are gonna get got on here? I don't even. Sure, Elon. We also found out that this shit is worth fucking $19 million now, which is less than half of what you fucking paid.
You're hemorrhaging value, Elon.
But go on. Great innovator of technology.
Great innovator of technology who, heading in, the one noted problem that he was willing to say Twitter had was like, the bots are everywhere. There's too many bots. And since he's taken over, the one noticeable thing I've seen is that now it's like overrun by bots. It's just like completely unusable because of bots. That's why
I have to charge people $1 a year or whatever the fuck to see if that'll help put people off.
And finally, in news that this was news to me, cup noodles will be microwavable for the first time in 50 years. Thanks to a new cup design. This was news to me because I have been microwaving cup noodles for my whole life, I think.
Jesus,
since,
really?
Since I started using them in high school, yeah.
I've never microwaved it in my life. We were talking about this. In a lot of tea drinking cultures, you typically have like a vat of hot water just ready to go at any time. So my mom, we always had like a big ass thing of boiling water whenever. So that's always what I used to make a cup noodle.
But just hot water on deck.
just boiling water right on there. So it never occurred to me to microwave the thing, like put room temperature water and then microwave it. That might just be my Asian hot water privilege, you know, that I'm not acknowledging.
I didn't even have a plug-in electric water kettle like at my house when I was growing up.
Did you have like the little steel, you know, the pot that would whistle and shit that you put on the stove?
Yeah, exactly. You put on the stove that takes 25 minutes kettle. To get going.
Yeah.
Yeah, tradish.
Exactly.
If you only have a tradish kettle in your household, you are incorrect. That is not.
That's bad. Right.
That's bad. Yeah, you should have a plug-in kettle. They're very cheap. They heat the water so much faster. If you can't have the like hot water heater ready to go, like you need the plug-in kettle.
It's just wild that like. Now that you're like, it's micro, because people on our team were like, oh yeah, I used to do that. But it's like, this thing was styrofoam. And they're like, don't microwave it. So there's just generations of users who are like, but what of us that were microwaving it the last
Not that I have been, but I could imagine a world where some people were microwaving it. Miles,
not
I just,
me.
I just got a hot flash. I think the Vietnamese iced coffee is working. I'm sweating like all of a sudden everywhere on my torso. Oh boy.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh wow. Yeah. It's kind of a body. It's a nice body high.
Nice body panic that you had.
Yeah. Ooh. Have another sip of that.
But yeah, I guess everything they always said was like, it was not suitable for the microwave. So who, again, if you're some kind of chemist and can tell us how long of microwave use of cup noodles actually puts you in a bit of a danger zone. How often would you have to do that?
Yeah.
If we had to.
My middle name is Danger Zone, so doesn't bother me. My other middle name is Microplastics. So.
Did you ever like, I remember as a kid microwaving stuff that was in a styrofoam thing, and the first time I saw how fat in a styrofoam
container,
it does
kind of get misshapen, doesn't it?
Just like it basically devours the styrofoam at a certain temperature. That's like, I remember those are my early memories as a kid. I'm like, that's not good, right?
No,
the thing is collapsing like structurally because of the microwave.
Maybe I've been microwaving like Shin ramen or like one of the other ramens and didn't really like thought I was doing cup noodle, but it's definitely I've definitely microwaved cup noodles at one point and just chalked it up to, man, I guess that's just what happens. That's how they designed it, was for the cup to like start thinning when it's in there for a minute or two.
The Shin ramen ones I feel are microwavable.
They are microwavable. Yeah, Those are for sure. Because they're paper cups.
Right. Yep.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Thursday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy.
Nope.
And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. I'm going to go have a nervous breakdown.
No, go levitate.
It's all perception while having a nervous breakdown.
Don't think of it as a nervous. Think of it as like your body entering a new. It's like what Joe Rogan said.
Menti B, as super producer Brian called it.
Dude, there's this Joe Rogan line. He talked about getting high, and he was like, "It's not paranoia, dude. It's like you're expanding into a new area, and that's the discomfort you're feeling, bro."
This is the second time you've quoted Joe Rogan this week.
I just knocked over a Celsius.
Uh oh.
I was trying to drink an energy drink today. I didn't tell anybody, but I was just trying to do it after we kept talking about energy drinks. And
how'd
I got a free can at like this fucking like charity 5K I did last week. And it was like in the gift bag. And I was like, I'll crack this open. Tastes like shit.
Whole Celsius to the dome?
Kind of. There's like a third a left. The flavor is mandarin marshmallow.
Why?
It tastes like a demented fucking like orange creamsicle.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't like that at all. Anyways.
But back about JRE, dude. Best podcast out there, bro. And that's and yeah, heard it from you, doggy.
All right. Bye everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.